It's Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. A federal trial begins today in Tacoma, Washington, for a series of arson and sabotage attacks. The accused is a violin teacher. She says she is innocent of the attacks across five western states. Reporter Tom Bonsi has more from Tacoma.
Prosecution and defense paint starkly different portraits of 32-year-old Brianna Waters. Is she a careful, calculating plotter capable of duping her own relatives to cover her tracks? Or is she an innocent environmental activist framed by desperate suspects and overzealous FBI agents? Both sides agree her name came up late in the decade-long investigation of radical environmentalists by local and federal agencies. The Justice Department considers the Earth Liberation Front a domestic terrorist organization, as Emily Langley of the U.S. Attorney's Office explains on the sidewalk in front of the courthouse.
The cells operated as a terrorist group, and I think that's absolutely accurate. The lengths that they went to conceal their identities, the use of the clean rooms, the use of code names.
The accused, Brianna Waters, steadfastly denies any involvement. Certainly wasn't the lookout, as charged, for the 2001 firebombing of a research building at the University of Washington. Genetic engineering experiments were the target there, according to an anonymous communique released afterward. Emily Langley says the government will call two confessed arsonists to testify. Waters was involved.
They chose in May of 2001 to do what they called the double whammy, burning two locations at once, one in Oregon, one in Seattle. And they had planning meetings about it. Brianna Waters and her boyfriend were involved having the clean room where they built the device.
It's ridiculous and slanderous. This is an innocent woman who's being set up.
Kim Marks attended Evergreen State College with Waters and came to court to support her. She and the rest of the defense claim Waters was framed by the actual arsonists in a bid to shorten their sentences.
She's being set up because the pressure from the people who were found guilty to admit their guilt to come up with names, I think the pressure was tremendous. And I just imagine that they were driven to lie or just give out of desperation, pulled names of many people they met.
A dozen people have previously plea bargained and admitted their involvement in the Earth Liberation Front and Animal Liberation Front cell. The group's five-year-long spree of attacks hit Vail Ski Resort, timber company offices, and several meatpacking plants. Waters' defense attorney explains she turned down a plea bargain because she is, in fact, not guilty. Taking her case to trial raises the stakes. If convicted, the mother of a three-year-old faces a mandatory minimum sentence of 35 years in prison. The trial is expected to take up to 4 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Tacoma, Washington.